put this fairly simple observation together with the claim that one will do their best if they devote the large part of their energies to it, and there emerges the central claim of the early parts of the Republic. It's this claim: a society will work best if different people do different jobs, and, furthermore, if they do the jobs for which they're best suited. Now, put out of your mind, for now, the question, well, who decides who does what? I know that's an enormously interesting question, and it comes immediately to mind when we read the Republic. But we need to think about the formal arrangement of the Republic for that question even to arise. And what we have now, according to Socrates, is, and therefore I am suggesting according to Plato, is the originating principle of a political organization. And anything will then count as a virtue of such political organization, that is, anything will be a virtue of a commonwealth if it makes that system of organization work well. Notice that it doesn't have to be a city or a state. We could devise the same archaeology, that is, the same fancy story of origins, with respect to any kind of social organization that's devised for some purpose. Suppose, for example, that a group of us decide somehow to get together, arrange a vacation in San Francisco, and rob a branch of the Bank of America. Don't try this at home, folks, but just imagine it with me. There are a series of characteristics that as a group we would need to cultivate, or hope that we antecedently had, to enable the venture to be successful. We'll need some intelligent planning. We'll need not to be easily frightened. If we're going to do it well, we would need to be able to have a kind of self-mastery, not grabbing the first piece of money we see, nor being so greedy as to endanger our operation by demanding that we take all the money in the Bank of America. You may notice that in these virtues that I've just listed, I've mentioned three of the four cardinal virtues that Socrates invokes in these books of the Republic: intelligence, mind, temperance or self-mastery, courage, not being afraid. And now notice that in addition, we would need to be able to carry out a number of particular functions. For example, we might need somebody to be the getaway driver. We might need somebody to handle alarm systems. We need somebody who's going to stand guard and so on. And notice furthermore that for each of these functions, there would be appropriate virtues. We would like to have as a getaway driver someone who knew how to drive a car. That is, it's not going to do if somebody says, oh, I'd like to be the getaway driver. Fine, do you have a driver's license? Well, no, I can't drive, but I've always wanted to be the getaway driver. Well, no thanks. You don't have the virtue that's requisite to be a good driver, and so you're not going to be a help. Similarly, we're going to want somebody to deal with alarm systems who understands such systems, someone to stand guard who is alert. If we're going to have to black out the television cameras, we're going to want somebody who's tall and not somebody like myself who's short but just has always wanted to do that sort of thing. Well, I suggested that we've already talked about wisdom, courage, and temperance, the virtue called sarpazuni that we talked about in the Charmides. What about justice? Well, recognize, this is what we've just now been talking about. The assignment of these tasks according to the principle, give to each person the job that he or she is best able to do, that is the principle of justice. And that's essentially how justice gets defined in the conversation with Socrates. Socrates says, listen and see whether there's anything in what I say. Justice is exactly what we said must be established throughout the city when we were founding it. We stated that everyone must practice one of the occupations in the city for which he is naturally best suited. That was at 433a. And then notice that again, later on, at 441d, when the argument is brought back to the individual, we get the same account. Talking now about justice in the individual, Socrates says, we surely haven't forgotten that the city was just because each of the three classes in it was doing its own work. Then we must also remember that each one of us in whom each part is doing its own proper work will himself be just and do his own.